Now, prevention and control of disease. How will you prevent, stop, and how will you control this disease? Okay, so vaccination means when you give a medicine or you take injection, we can control the spread of disease in many ways. Okay, through inoculation or vaccination. An inoculation is given to a person by giving injection, okay, dose, so that the germs that is there in the body, the germs will die, okay. The small dose of that germs will kill the disease, and the body cell will develop to fight with those disease, okay. So the first vaccination against smallpox was given by Dr. Edward Jenner in 1798. Now, like insects, they breed in dirty places, so it is our responsibility to keep our surroundings clean. Okay, we can stop them from breeding and spreading disease and all this thing. And like, you know, the source of water is also one of the reasons. So we should drink clean water. Water should be treated with potassium permanganate. Okay, so this will keep fresh water, okay, clean water, boiled water. If you will drink, then we can be safe from all these infections and diseases. Now, to control, how will you control the spread of disease? To ventilate the house, you should have windows and doors open so that the fresh air will come. Okay, keep water and food covered clean. Boil milk to kill the germs. Okay, keep your surrounding clean by using the disinfectant. Give the use the medicines to kill the germs and all. Okay, and get yourselves vaccinated, means proper injection medicine if you'll take it on time, so you will be safe from all these infections and diseases. Vaccination and inoculation improve the resistance. It gives the body resistance towards the disease. Okay, there are vaccines available for many diseases like diphtheria, cholera, typhoid, TB and all these things. Okay, so that you can be safe. You can be safe from all these things. Okay, and we must get ourselves vaccinated as a protection against these diseases. The resistance developed by these methods varies. Okay, if you'll see page number 39, they have given like age wise. As soon as a child born, then a smallpox BCG vaccination is given. Then from 4 to 9 months, again a triple antigen type vaccination is given. Small dose, polio dose they give. Okay, in 4 to 6 weeks, and then 3 doses after 4 to 6 weeks. Then when one grows from 10 to 12 months, then typhoid vaccination is given. Then 1 year, then DPT. Okay, then 3 years smallpox dose is given. And school, when you start going to school, again DPT second booster they give, polio medicine, polio also they give. So all these things are there. And once when the child reaches 10 years, diphtheria, tetanus and booster is given, so that they can, he or she can be safe from all this thing. Now let's come to community sanitation, the last part of the chapter. Community sanitation, how will you sanitize your community, your surroundings? We should keep a surrounding clean in order to prevent the spread of any communicable disease. Your garbage should be covered, throw it in the bin, the covered bin, okay, so that the flies and insect does not, mosquito must not breed and does not fly here and there. Understood? Proper and quick disposal of the waste should be done on time. Rubbish, garbage, waste from the house, all these things should be deposited in the compost pits, okay. Compost serves a good manure for the soil. So these are all very safety things. Animal dung and human excrete can be used for getting biogas, which they use for burning and all this biogas, which is another useful fuel, you can say. Okay, the byproduct from the biogas plant is used as a natural manure in the field. So all these things are very helpful. We should not burn the waste material. Instead of dumping them in the open, but burning garbage in the open air causes pollution, air pollution. Many materials such as metal, scrap, broken glass cannot be burned in an open dump. It cannot be burned, okay? But if an open dump is near a source of water, it may pollute water. So the most effective way to dispose of garbage is to make sanitary landfill. Now, there are some important steps that is required for the waste disposal. Quick collection, effective transportation and proper disposal. The waste deposited in the temporary refuse dump is collected and transported to the disposal area. If refuse lies open dump for several days, then what will happen? It will cause a very serious health hazard to the entire area, entire community and in the society. So these are some of the things, children, and we should take care of our surroundings. It is our responsibility to keep our surrounding clean, safe. Okay, then only we can stay healthy, like from flies, rats and all this thing. Don't throw garbage here and there, then we will be responsible for our society's untidiness and dirty things thrown here and there. Then we'll be responsible for all this thing. Okay, they can be used, throw it in the dustbin and all this thing. If we will going to keep our surrounding clean, then our world will become very clean. Okay, and we will stay healthy and strong. If we are going to make it dirty, our surroundings, then what will happen? The world will become very dirty. We cannot breathe with the fresh air. We cannot drink the clean and healthy clean water. Okay, so it is our responsibility to keep our surrounding clean. And we should take care of our body. Then only we will stay healthy and strong. Okay, children? Thank you.